We're going to have two more performers before we have the mini-set time. And the first of these is our first spoken word artist of the evening, Suzanne Owens. Please give Suzanne a big welcome.
Is this okay? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Izzy. Do what you're told by Niana and listen when I'm reading this poem. This is an old, old poem. And I'm cleaning out all my books and throwing them out. And so I found this, and it's 1980 or something. And it's one of the first poems I ever got published, and I forgot I had written it until I found it here. And it's called Cry of Loon, Light of Words. I know her as well as the first sunburn before a midsummer tan, like skipping Sunday school, running down the road in the middle of a hurricane, or naked boys by a pond who chased us down the railway tracks until we hid in some fields. But now in a wooded log cabin that teeters on the cliff like evening, words come out at first as superficial wrinkles appear one morning, not there the night before. Her first summer in 16 without him. She is still fused to him like a bone. I say, break it. Set it on fire. Set it on fire with your own marrow if you have to. But her spirit seems sawed off at the stump like a log lies in stubble in the forest nearby cleared by loggers. Words end finally when there are no more left to say. They float in the room with our cigarette smoke, searching for a place to settle. Try to decipher their own meanings, black as the Muskoka Lake below us. We decide to go canoeing as we have all our lives. By the shore, two shark-tailed rocks buck out of the water, divided enough for a canoe to pass through. We paddle towards them, dipping in and out. The only sound, lake dribbling off corners of paddles, skidding water like whistles. We open a new season by skimming our canoe without scratch between the two rocks, then glide from the lake's finger into its open palm. Delicate as a Japanese landscape, lights in small dwellings above cliffs gently flicker, resting among pines like a long-ago Christmas. The new moon rocks on a few clouds as we do on the lake. Only the cliffs seem higher and the water softer. The boat curls down, lowering its head, weighted with her darkness. She is so much part of my memory, my life, myself. Known as long as freckles have appeared on my face every spring, as deeply as the valley we roamed, as sturdy as the felled tree we crossed barefoot, balancing over the river. What can you say to a friend as the impermeable night hardens in coves, compacts around rocks and thickens trees, consolidates. I don't know how to talk to grief, what to do with it, except to be in the middle of water and listen to the loon in twilight calling like a lighthouse across the night, with my hands crying on the cold paddle. Thanks.
One more hand, please, for Suzanne Owens.